So with that knowledge, it obviously makes sense that if we could find a way to inhibit CDK4 and CDK6, we may be able to stop this process and arrest the cell in the G1 phase of the cell cycle. But why CDK4 and CDK6 in breast cancer? Why not some of the other CDKs? CDK4/6 pathway activity is often upregulated in human breast cancers for a variety of reasons, the most common of which is proliferative signaling through the estrogen receptor, ER. When the estrogen receptor is engaged and is active, it actually turns on the expression of cyclin D. So estrogen signaling itself activates the CDK4/6 pathway. In addition, a number of other molecular anomalies in breast cancer, such as PI3 kinase, AKT signaling, amplification of the cyclin D1 gene, or amplification of HER2, can also ramp up levels of cyclin D1 and drive this pathway. If we envision a strategy where we could inhibit CDK4/6 with an inhibitor and simultaneously inhibit the estrogen receptor function, for example, with hormonal therapy, this is an attractive strategy because it allows us to hit the pathway in two different places, hoping to further maximize the effectiveness of endocrine therapy. So this has been the goal for a long time, but it was only recently that medicinal chemists were able to successfully manufacture selective and potent inhibitors of CDK4 and CDK6. These are the three inhibitors that have now been approved by the FDA to treat patients with advanced ER-positive metastatic breast cancer. The first is palbociclib, the next is ribociclib, and the third, abemaciclib.